I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Nepal's Gen Z protests on Monday and Tuesday left many government buildings in the capital in shambles. The military enforced a curfew on Wednesday, restoring some order. Conversations between military officials and young protest leaders have begun. John Podaiti with Bibles for the World.
These are the youth of the country that are, you know, struggling, trying to figure out how far can they go with education, what kind of job will they have. And they're seeing the resources of the country being eaten up by a corrupt government.
Bibles for the World is looking to renew its gospel work in Nepal with more scripture resources. Pray that Nepal's young generation will discover the true life that God offers.
Pray that this political crisis that's going on will bring spiritual unity among the believers in Nepal.
And walking through life's uncertainties can be blinding, especially when the channel of truth is blocked. Christians in Iran wrestle with questions about war, freedom, daily survival, and the future. Lana Silk from Transform Iran says the program War or Peace, Win or Lose has already released episodes tackling these concerns.
So a lot of practical advice, a lot of prayer, a lot of biblical teaching to strengthen, encourage, and resource the church.
Iranians can watch this program safely through satellite TV at home. Yet the team at Transform Iran knows that the government watches too. But this also serves a purpose because they're hearing the gospel. Media outreach remains vital to the heartbeat of the Iranian church. If you'd like details on Transform Iran, we'll connect you at missionnews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. How does radio share the hope of Christ worldwide? This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free book called Making Waves. It's filled with powerful stories of transformed lives and God's fingerprints in action. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.